if this par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, could he make tamur or not? That was Rabbi Elazar Sofik on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, on Daf Nun Amud Beis. And what was the Sofik? That the locher is, since the Kohen Gadol shares the kapara, the other kanim also get kapara from this korban, so maybe that makes like a korban ashrutfis, and there's no din tamura. Whereas the other tzad was no, the ikka kapara goes upon the Kohen Gadol, and the other kanim just get a bekufia, it just floats off. So for the Gemara Kasha, how could he have a sofik? But typically the posuk says that she lo yam rachmona, that this korban has to come from him. This per, he has to spend his own money. The worry dashna shaloyam rachmonim. Mishalayhu maybe, like it says three times in the parasha, Mishalayhu maybe. The Tanya, you learned in the price like this. The Pasuk says Ashaloy, that this par, this ox has to belong to him, the Kohen Gadol. Mishalayhu maybe. Veloy Mishal Tzibur, and not from the Tzibur. You can't take the money from the Tzibur. Yochel, I would think, Lo Yavi Mishal Tzibur. That's very good, the Tzibur can't pay for it. Why? Shein HaTzibur Mishaprim Boy. Because the Tzibur does not have a kaporum from this korban. It's only mechaper on the Kohen Gadol and the other kahanim, but not on the rest of Yisrael. Avol yavoy mishal ochav kahanim. But maybe the other brothers, this kahanim, the rest of the kahanim, they could chip in to pay for this korban, this power. Why shere yochav kahanim mechaperim boy? Because the other brothers, they also get the kapara from this korban. So since they get the kapara from this korban, it's as far as to say they should also be able to chip in. Therefore, the post says a second time, Asher Loi, know that this korban, this power, comes from the Kohen Gadol himself. Yochel, I would think, Lo Yovoi, true, the other kanim should not bring it. Aber the Imhevi kosher, but the Yevon, if they chipped in, they paid for it. Maybe it's still kosher. Talmud Loi Mishuv, the post says a second time now, really it's a third time, but a second time for this Chiddush, that Asher Loi, no, it has to be brought from the Kohen Gadol and not from the other kanim. So the klal is by Kodeshim that you need, Shino HaKosav Olav Lakit. The Torah says it two times. That by Kodeshim, the klal is of the Torah, does only seem one time, it's only the mitzvah. When the Torah says it two times, that's called the Kuvay, therefore it's puzzle. So you see, you need the third time, really the second time, the Torah says Asheloi, that the korban has to come dafka from the Kohen Gadol's own money, and not from his brothers. So the Kuri, you see, it's called the korban yochid. So what was Rabbi Elazar's suffix to say? You can make tumura not. Is the kapara called the kapara directly for the Kohen Gadol, and the other brother get a floating kapara, or kufidika kapara, or else no, he had a thought to say that the kapara goes directly on all the other kanim. How could it go directly on all the other kanim? When the Torah says clearly, it's a korban yochid that belongs to the Kohen Gadol. He has to pay for it. So what's the thought to say? It should, the kapara goes on the other kanim also. So avad, it should make tamura. So Marin says, Lotaymech, no, according to your kashem, Sam asked the question. The other brothers, Ilav dekonu begavei heichi mechapelu. If they don't have a kinyan, if they don't own part of that korban, how could they have a kapara? And that's the klal by all korbanos, a korban chatis. It's only mechaper, only forgives for the owner, for the bailum of the korban. If you don't have a bailus, if you don't have an ownership in the korban, you can't get a kapara. So here, this part of the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur, it's mechaper for him and for the rest of the kahanim. The question is, how do the other kind of have the kapara if they don't own anything? Ella, what do you have to answer? Shani begaza the Yaron, that this begaza the gizbar, like the one that's in charge to taking care of the Kohen Gadol, the afkerbe rachmona gabiyocha bakhanim, that the terrorist said automatically, the terrorist was mafker and gave all the other kanim a chelik in this korban to say they could get that kapara. So I'll tell you also, hocha gabi tamura, here also by the loch of tamura nani. Shani begaza the Aaron, like the gizbo, the one that's taking care of Aaron here, the afkvei rachmona gabiyocha vakanim. It's as far as to say that the Torah was mezaka, gave the other brothers their kapora here, gave them a chelik to have a kapora in this korban, and therefore it's called a korban ashutfis. Like that's it's not to say, maybe it does not make tamura. True, even though this korban has to come only from the Kohen Gadol's own money, from his own pocket, that the Torah says three times, Ashaloi. But I call upon him, well, after he buys it from himself, now it's exeris akosiv, that the Torah says the other kanim have a chelik, a shutfis, in this korban. That's why they can have the kapara. So now the suffix of Rabbi Elazar was, it's a good suffix. Is the kapara called mikivya? That to have mamas like a chelik in the korban is called mamas a korban a shutfis. And that's the svar to say you can't make tamura. Or else the svar is no. The ika kapara goes to the Kohen Gadol. It's called his korban. And the other brothers only get a kapara mikufia, a floating kapara. So that was his sofik, and his sofik still remains a good sofik. We're not poshed his shayla.
Yeah.
Mishnah says weiter, Hoye mahalich behechel. He's now the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We had already up until now, he was holding the kaf, the spoon with the keteris in his left hand. And he's holding in his right hand the machta, the shovel full of coals. And now he was going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, Hoye mahalich behechel. He had to walk through the Hechel in order to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Atshe megiya lebein shnei haperoiches. Until he became in between the two peroiches, the two curtains, hamavdilois ben hakodesh uben kodesh hakadoshim. In the base of Mikdash Hasheni, there were two peroiches, according to the Tanna Kamma. So he had to walk now up until he got in between the two peroicheses. Whereas this was the two curtains dividing the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ubeneim Amma. And in between the two curtains, there was a space of an Amma. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Yossi says no. Loi hoyser shom ela peroiches achas. As even in the base of Mikdash Hasheni, there was only one peroiches and not more, not two, bilvad. Only one. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Shemois, by the Mishkan, v'hevdilo ha-peroiches lachem, bein ha-kodesh u'bein kodesh ha-kodoshim. It's the peroiches, that's what divides in between the kodesh, the heichol, and the kodesh ha-kodoshim. So what did in the Beis HaMikdash also? There was only one division, one peroiches, that divided between the heichol and the kodesh ha-kodoshim. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly the machlokes is tolian. So Rashi says, mahalach beheichol, nichnas u'mahalach l'soicha l'maruf. He went inside the Hechel to go all the way to the other side, to the Marav side, which is where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. And Shtei HaPareches, Prufios min HaTzofon Nadorim, it was like folded over from Tzofon Nadorim, Achas, Chitzern of the outside one, V'Achas Penimis, an outer side and an inner side one. Ubeneyim Aver Amma, there was an Amar of an Aver in between the two of them. Alright, turn over. Yes, the Gemara says now, the Chura Shapir Komaluhu Rabbi Yossi LeRabbonin, that Rabbi Yossi said very good back to the Rabbonin. Like how could the Rabbonin say in the Beis Midish, there were two peroiches, there were two curtains. The Pasuk says clearly there should only be one peroiches. The Pasuk says by the Mishkan, v'hevdilo ha-peroiches, this one peroiches should be dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, v'Rabbonin Amriloch, the Rabbonin will answer you back like this. Hani mili tru you Rabbi Yossi have a posik, but when is that posik talking about in Shemois? The Mishkan. It's only talking about the Mishkan. That in the Mishkan, there they use the pareches, there they use the curtain. And when you use a curtain, true, you're supposed to only use one curtain. Avo b'migdash sheni, Marshall, you can hear we're talking about now the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Now, kivun the loy have a amatraxin, since in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they did not have the amatraxin. The Yam attraction, that's a wall, like we'll soon see. Over Migdash Rishon, who the Havoi? But in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, they had it. In other words, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall that was dividing between the Heichol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was called the Yam attraction. Now this wall was thick, an Amma thick, one Amma thick, and it was high 30 Ammas. The Beis HaMikdash Rishon was only high 30 Ammas. So a wall that's one Amma thick could still go up 30 yamas high and stay there, not fall down. So a Beis HaMikdash that does not have a locha from curtains, it has a locha from a binyan, even the pareches, the dividing point between the Heichol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was from a binyan. It was a wall, and this wall, this mechitza that was mafsik, was thick in Amma. That's called the Amma Traxin. Now you only have this in the Beis HaMikdash Harishon. Ma'ashenken and the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they did not have this anymore. So Rashi explains that Amma Traxin, Kach Nikras Kaiso Mechitza. That's what this Kaiso, this wall that divides. She is sick the Migdish Rishon that divided in the base of Migdish Rishon between the Heichon and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Abba Vimikdash Sheni Zatrashi Shoyi Gvoya. It's a shalom what the Girsu is. Some Agur is Meyama and some Agur is Memama. That in the base of Migdish Sheni it was taller than the first base of Migdish. It was at least 40 Yamas tall. Is Loya Suhu. Then they cannot make any more this wall. Why? There was only space of an amma left there to build this wall. That's how thick it could be. And now if the wall is only an amma thick, if you bring it up so high, 40 amma high, you'll fall down. It can't hold itself. Ulahoisef aluvia elamai make this wall make like the proches, the dividing point. The wider than the nama yefsha that you can't. The posik says hakol besav miad Hashem olahiskil. There's a posik to be exactly the measurements of the Beis Hamikdash. So they could make this wall wider. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, which was 40 amas high, they could not have a wall only one amas thick. Therefore, they did not make a wall anymore, but rather they made an escupa. They went back to make an apreches, went back to make a curtain. So now, what did they have to make two curtains for? So Gemara says, the yistaf kaluhul rabbonin. The rabbonin have a suffix, now they're in doubt. Bikdushosei. What kind of kedusha does this amor itself have? The amor, the ground, this amor, thickness, what kedusha does it have? Ekalifnim. Is this amor itself has a loch like the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It has kedusha kalifnim. Oikalachutz. Or else maybe it's sitting like outside, it's called part of the Hechel. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim first starts from the inner point of this amor. So therefore they're mesupik like where to make the proiches. Therefore, the Ovid Shtei Peroiches. Therefore, Minas Sofik, the Rabbonim made two Peroicheses. One at the beginning of the Yama, and one at the end of the Yama. So, Mamanashach, one of the two is the right Peroiches. So, Drashiv Yistav Kaluhu, the Mokim HaMechitza Ikalifnim Miklachutz. We had a Sofik, what din does this Mokim HaMechitza, this Yama, have? The Ovid Shtei Peroiches, Litloit B'neim Avir, Mokim HaMechitza. To be called to make a difference between the two places. Like the Monashoch, they made the right mechitza. So Tais, they asked the question, why did they have to make them two separate mechitzas? Why didn't they make one thick mechitza? True, to make the wall an amma tall, the wall can't stand. It can't be such a thickness only of an amma thick to go 40 yamas high. But I call upon them, why didn't they make the one curtain? Let the curtain be an amma thick. And a curtain, that could stand up. They'll put bigger poles to hold it up. So why didn't they use a pareches, one pareches, to be an amma thick? So Tosfos answered that there's a difference. When you, at least the Rabbanim hold this for the Tanna Kamma. So when you want to use a pareches is not like a binyan, not like a kaisel. So pareches has to be that the outer part of the pareches, that's the end of the hechel. And as soon as you start the thickness of the pareches, the curtain, right away that's part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they couldn't stand make the pareches an amma thick, they wouldn't gain. Because maybe this amma thickness is like a part of the outside, part of the Hekel. And the Kedusha first starts from inside, so they can't have such a thick curtain. Therefore, the Badavka had to make two separate curtains, two separate pareches. That on the side, this Amr in between is part of the Lepnim, part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the real pareches is the outer pareches. So right as soon as you come inside, the first like a fraction of an inch, inside the pareches, that's called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And maybe this Amma was Chol, was from the Hechel, from the Kodesh. Therefore, where did the Kodesh HaKadoshim start? Inside the Amma. Therefore, they had to make another Parechis on the outer side of the Amma, that as soon as you get inside this Parechis, right away it starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's the Rabbanan Svara, why the Tanna Kamma and our Mishnah says there were two Parechises, two separate curtains. And Tosha says, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi said there's only one curtain. Mamanashach, what does he hold? So one Teretz Tosfos once says he knew for sure that this Amr is either Kalachutz, either Kalafnim. The Gemara doesn't say which way he holds. But for sure he did not have a Suffolk. He knew what that then is. So wherever the Kodesh HaKadoshim starts, that's where you put the one Prechus. Tosfos, second Teretz, says that no, Rabbi Yossi would hold, you could make the Prechus an Amr thick. He does not hold that as soon as the Prechus starts, inside of it, the first fraction of an inch, starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He could hold no. The Kodesh HaKadoshim starts from the inner side of the Parechis, and the Hechel ends at the end, at the outer side of the Parechis. So Mamanashach put the Parechis one arm thick, and he yates both shittis. So that's this Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonin. So Mamanashach says, Vaita, Tana Rabbonin. The Braisa says like this, Bein HaMizbeach L'menoiru Hoyim Halach. Now, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he was walking with the Keteris and with the Machta, he had to go through the Hechel in order to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, how did he walk through the Hechel? In the Hechel itself, on the right side, on the southern side, was the Shulchan. On the left side, the Durham side, was the Menorah. And in the middle was the Mizbeach HaPanim. So how did the Kohen Gadol walk through this? So the Mara says, the first price of Tanna Kamma of Yehuda holds that Bein HaMizbeach LeMenorah. He made like a little bit of a right turn, and in between, a left turn, and in between the Mizbech and the Menorah, that's where he walked. Like Rashi says, Ben Hamizbech and the Munero Hoyim Halach, Kishaboli Konez Hoyibakea Behechel, Derech Hadorm, it went left at the south side. Lalach Ben Mizbech Apnimul Munero, She Bedorim, for Elachada Proeches, he walked into the Proeches. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir Oymeno, Ben Shulchan and Mizbech, he made like a little bit of a right turn, and he walked in between the Shulchan and the Mizbech, that's how he walked further up to the Marav, to the Proeches. The Yesh Oimim, and my third cheater is, Bein Shulchan LeKaisel. He also made like a right turn to the Shulchan, to the Tzofen side, but he walked all the way to the Tzofen Kaisel of the Hechel, and walked along the wall until he got to the Pereches. So the Umara, Man Yesh Oimim, who is this third cheater? Omer Rav Chizda Rabbi Yesi, it goes Rabbi Yesi cheater. The Yomer, like Rabbi Yesi says in our Mishnah, that Pischa B'Tzofen Koi, the Pesach is on Tzofen. In other words, Rabbi Yosi Lishitosi holds there was only one Peroiches in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. There was only one Peroiches. And the entrance of the Peroiches, in order to get into the Kodesh Kodashim, was on the Tzofen side. The Tzofen, the north side of the Peroiches, that's had the entrance to walk in there. So since the Kohen Gadol wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, the best way is come into the Heichel, go all the way to the right side, to the Tzofen side, and walk along the Kaisel till you walk all the way up to the Peroiches, and you'll be able to walk into through the Preches to go into Kodesh Kodoshim. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Yama Pischa B'Tzofen Koi. So the more of Rabbi Yehuda Omloch, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds no. Pischa B'Dorim Koi. He holds the Pesach of the Preches, the entrance, was on the left side, was on the south side. And like we'll see later on, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that like Tanakama Baal Mishnah, that there were two Preches in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So the outer Peroiches, the first one, its entrance was on the left side, was on the Durham side. And the inner one, its entrance was on the right side, near Tzofen. So according to Rabbi Yosi, that there was only one Peroiches, the entrance was on the right, was on the Tzofen side. But according to our Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there were two Peroiches there. So the outer one, the first one, its entrance was on Durham side. And then the inner one, the entrance was on Tzofen side. Therefore, in order to get through the first Peroiches, he had to walk along the left side, the Durham side. That's why he walked in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. So tomorrow now, Rav Meir, what's Pshat Rav Meir? Rav Meir says, no, he walks in between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. He walks on the right side, more towards Tzofen, but not along the wall like Rav Yosi holds, but he walks only in between the Shulchan and the Menorah. For the Gemara, what's the Pshat for Rav Meir? For Rav Meir, come on through Lay. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Bezer Nayak Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't he walk along the Durham side? Let him walk along the Menorah. If he holds there were two Peroiches in there and the first entrance was on the Durham side, why doesn't he walk along the Durham side? Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda also that there was only one Peroiches and the entrance was on the right side, on the Tzofen side. Nayak Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't he walk all the way to the Tzofen side, the Tzofen wall, and walk along the Tzofen side of the Heichel? So Marin says, Liyelom Krab Yosi Srulei. Avad Yat to say Reb Meir also was like Reb Yosi, that there was only one Pereches, and the entrance of the Pereches to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the Tzofen on the right side. The Yomalach, Reb Yosi said, Reb Meir holds, you know why you can't walk along the wall, the northern wall, the Tzofen side? The Yomalach, Shulchanais, Tzofen V'Dorim Menachim. Because he holds the shulchans were placed between Tzofen and Durham. That's the way the length of the shulchan was. And that's the way it was set up. It had to be all the way against the wall. Therefore, it blocked his passage. He couldn't walk along the right against the wall. Therefore, he had to walk from the outer side of the shulchan in between the shulchan and the mizbeach. Like Rashi says, Shulchanos Tzofen v'Durham menachim means Eser Shulchanos Oser Shloimei. Shlomo Melech made 10 shechonos. Shenema, chomish mimin, the chomish mismoil. So the kids said these 10 shechonos, the shala, which way it was. So first of all, Teretz says that Yemei holds, it was between Dorim and Tzofen. And if it was like that, it blocked the passage where it went against the wall. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol could not walk along the wall. He had to walk between the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Mor says another Teretz says, we boy Yisemel Yerla Mizrach Marav Menachim. I'll tell you now, he also holds that the Shulchanos were facing, the length was between Mizrach and Marav. And like this Pshat, the Shulchanos were not mamish against the wall. So then there would have been space for him to walk along the wall of the tzofen side of the Hechel up until the beginning of where the Parochus is to walk through the Parochus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Teretz said the reason why he did not walk along the wall was Mishum Shechina Lav Urcha Arya Lemeyol Lehedya. It's not nice for him to walk straight up along the tzofen wall, since that's facing the entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like you're walking all the way along, facing, looking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not the covered for the Shechina to do that. Like Rashi says, the beginning of Nun Beis Amar Aleph, that Lamaya Lehedya, to walk along the tzof in the north wall, call Erech Hechel, all the length of the Hechel, V'chol Shor Einav Nizoynes, Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and all along your eyes, it's like having Hanoah, you're enjoying to seeing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Derech HaFrifer Shekenegdoi, in between where the Parochus opens up there. And that's not Derech Kavod to do it that way. Therefore, it may hold, you don't walk along the wall of the Tzofen, but rather in between the Shulchan and the Mizbech. So the more of Rabbi Yossi Yomaloch, what's Rabbi Yossi Svar? Why does he hold, yes, you're allowed to walk along the wall? He holds Chaviven Yisrael. The Yisrael is very choshe, very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo Yitzrichan HaKosav L'Shliach. You don't need a Shliach. So Rashi learns, Elokol Echod B'Echod Mispal Alatzmoy. In the Beis Hamikdash, any Yid could come in there and daven for himself. Shenemar HaShay Yidun Ish Nigoy Levavoy, that everybody knows what's wrong with him. Oporish Kapa V'Labayis Azel, come into daven in this bayis. Hilka Chovavu Shaluchon Likonis Lefumbiyah. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol, which is the Shliach for the whole Klal Yisrael, it's the B'derech covered that on Yom Kippur he should be able to walk in straight in. So it's no bizoy in Adarab, it's covered for the Kohen Gadol to be able to walk along the Tzofen side, and then Achnam, even though he sees the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is there a cover that way for the Shliach of Klal Yisrael. Then the Gemara just says, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Neil Bei Minerva Lekoisel, as Rabbi Yehuda holds true, there were two Parochusim, like the Tanakhama Baal Mishnah, and the outer Parochus, its entrance was on the Durham side. So that's why you had to make a left turn and walk near the Minerva. In fact, the more of the kasha, why does he walk between the menorah and the mizbeach? Why doesn't he also walk along the wall? Let him walk along the Durham wall. And for the Gemara, Mishachre Manya, he'll get his clothing all dirty. In other words, the wall, since the menorah is near the wall, it always gets black from the menorah. So we don't want the Kohen Gadol that's wearing his big day lover now to walk along the wall. Therefore, we don't let him walk along the wall. But rather, in between the Mizbech and the Menorah, that there are covered how the Kohen Gadol should walk through. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Nunbeis. Nunbeis and Alfie on top. So last Teretz was, last Kash again was, that according to Reb Meir, how come he doesn't go along the Kaisel of the door, of the tzofen? Why does he have to go in between the shulchan and the mizbeach? The more gave last teretz was mishum lavur chayy.